So welcome back, everybody, to the third episode of Runners Like Us. I'm Michelle with my co-host Jason. We are here to bring a place for the everyday runner to share their journey of triumphs and their passion of all things running, plus a look at everyday life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, welcome back.
The party. I'm
Yep.
excited. I'm excited.
So we actually have a very special show for you today. We wanted to dive deeper into who we are, and share a little bit of how we came into running and explore why we love to meet other runners like us. How do
Yes.
you did you like that?
Yeah, I was clean. That was clean.
I think we're both a little nervous because we don't really like to talk about ourselves. So
It's weird.
we're gonna have a conversation here and introduce you all to us. I don't know, how's your day?
It's going. It is going. Just prepping to do some training, outside of running. But excited to get back. So just thought, this would be a good opportunity just to kind of just share a little bit more, before we, take our sabbatical. And yeah, and be a good opportunity to learn a little bit more about yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, and then of course other runners like us to learn a little bit more about yourself. And yeah, it's a party. It's a party.
Yeah, I love it. That's one of my favorite sayings that Jason has. It is a party.
Always.
So always. So I don't know if people know, but Jason is in the army. I am curious as well. Like, how long have you been in the army? What is your role with them?
So yeah, I've been in Army over 15 years. My role, I'm a senior communications chief. So it's my job to establish, maintain, troubleshoot like our communication systems, which vary, vary on different bands. So you have like VHF, like regular handheld radios, tactical radios, UHF, like satellite. So from radios to computers, of course, tactical satellites, and then HF. So it's like older radios, but it's able to, bounce across the world, very
Okay.
low tech stuff, but high efficiency stuff. So that's my job. So that's the big scope. And then yeah, that's pretty much it. Pretty much it.
Okay.
Sounds
Yeah.
nerdy.
When you say old school radios, is that like if we're watching like MASH, have you even heard of that? Or am I
Yes.
totally dating myself?
Yes, you exposed me. Yes, I'm gonna say Saving Private Ryan. There we go. We're gonna put it in that time period because MASH is crazy. That's crazy. But yeah, so like during that time period, they had radios with the capability to talk across the world. You know what I'm saying? And it's I ain't gonna say it's like high tech, but it's like low tech. It's not hard to do. You know what I'm saying? It really just comes down to power amplification. And then I sound nerdy, so sorry about that.
I mean, that's so cool. It's like such a different world. I have a hard time like thinking about what goes on, when you are at work or in the field. Like, you're about to be in the field for 2 weeks. So I mean, it's just like for me to think about what's going on. I mean, I can't even imagine. So yeah. Thank you for your service, by the way. We appreciate everything you do for us. And
Thank you for your support. I appreciate that.
yeah. I mean, how many countries have you been to?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know. I actually
Really?
sat down and thought about it. I really don't know.
Oh my God.
But I would say the one that stood out, I would say Iraq. And this was like fresh out of AIT 2011. I'm
Okay,
trying
and
to
what's
think.
that? What does that stand for?
Oh, sorry, Advanced Individual Training. So it's like your tech school where you learn your specialty. So that's when I actually learned my job craft. So basic training is like put there to learn the basics of soldiering, like being a soldier, like general soldiering foundation, and then AIT is your tech school. So yeah, straight out of tech school, you know what I'm saying? Wet behind the ears. Soon, I think I deployed within 7 months of coming to the unit. So at that time, like I'm only seeing like overseas stuff or in movies and stuff. So it's like very, very crazy stuff. But it gave me a different perspective and changed the trajectory in my career, I would say. The world is bigger than what you think it is, you know what I'm saying? So you see people actually just trying to survive the day. That'll change some things, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. That's the one that stood out the most.
We didn't talk about this before, but you did just have last week a physical fitness test, correct?
Yes.
And you said it
Crazy.
was gnarly. I mean,
Yeah.
you've been training for a 50K trail race, which we'll get back to. And like, I mean, we both think that I mean, you're in phenomenal shape, but describe what you're telling me about like the sandbag drag and lift or whatever
Oh,
in the
yeah.
sprint, and
Yeah.
you were dying.
Yeah. I was dying. It was crazy. Like I did really well. Don't get me wrong. But it's like we take one roughly every 6 months. If you can't get to 6 months, 8 months, you know, and the when a day arrives, it's just diabolical. You know what I'm saying? And then you forget about all the pain and the suffering until the next one. Like you know it's going to suck, but you don't know how bad it sucks until you do it again. So and again, I was training for the 50K, so luckily I included like strength training and everything, so I was doing pretty decent. But I don't think everything was like towards the assessment. So like again, the hardest part is like the sprint drag carry. So you're carrying like 90 pounds or dragging 90 pounds like down was like 25 meters and then back as fast as you can, sprinting, shuffling, kettlebell carry down and back. So it was like. Just like, you know, this down and backs is crazy. And that'll burn you out. And then that's right before your plank. You have to do a plank, which I hate planks. Who is guarding the planks? Get rid of it. But yeah, so we had to do a plank. So like my goal was like close to 3 minutes, which I end up hitting my goal, but at what cost? At what cost? But yeah, so and then yeah, it's end up like I can say burning my legs out, but I wasn't ready because you gotta go right into a run. So yeah, so I was of course aiming for like a 13:45-ish. I came with a 15 because like my quads are so tight. I couldn't really stride up, but I was making good time. I'm not gonna lie, I was making good time, but it's like
That's
I don't
good.
want to go through that again for another 6 months. So yeah.
And how many like obstacles?
Six. We have six
Okay.
total events. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's crazy.
diabolical.
Insane. I love it. I mean, you're in great shape. For you to say it's hard, it just like proves that we always have more work to do, right? So
I love it. I love that.
You know, obviously you can tell I'm kind of curious about this army stuff. So when you're in the field, I mean, do you have a lot of time to reflect? Are you working, or like what are you thinking about the most?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what I'm doing in the field. But usually I'm at like the main command post, you know, and then I just kind of direct like my soldiers to, you know, establish within the battlefield. But this time I'll be actually doing what they do because of lack of personnel. But yeah, when I'm in the field, it just, and I truly believe, you know, army stuff is like once you go to the field, it truly shows your preparation because you don't have like resources to fall back on or excuses to fall back on because it's just you and trees and in middle of a field. So your preparation shows. So I truly believe that. And I, you know, teach my soldiers that too. But yeah, I reflect on like training objectives, you know what I'm saying? Like my, I guess, progress as a leader. My soldiers' development progress, you know what I'm saying? And then it's a true environment for them to disarm themselves. Because like I don't know if you heard this phrase, embrace the suck. Like going to the field 2 weeks, no showers, in the heat, just out there, it's full gear. It sucks. But it's a mutual bonding ground for everybody. It's like, yeah, you're out here too. I guess it's can't be that bad. You know what I'm saying? So it disarms them and allows them to like share things that, you know, it may have been an obstacle before the field because like you just in passing like in garrison, you know, regular 9 to 5 work, you don't really see them like that. Like you're not sitting at the table like exchanging. It's not like this like fast paced, do this, do that, go home. You know what I'm saying? So this is time you like actually peel back the onion, learn about a little bit more about them, their families, like the you know the hesitations. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's what I really focus on.
Nice. That's so cool. And
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, I feel like you have also, you guys do a lot of leadership classes and like building skills in that sense. I mean, that's why it's so fun to kind of to watch you on Instagram. You're very motivational. You have a lot of inspiring things to say. So like, I appreciate that. I
Appreciate
know that others do as well. So just make you feel a little humble there, buddy. But you're so modest.
that. I got that. Call back. Nice.
As a friend, I'm very proud of like how I see how you handle yourself and how you help others think about things. So I appreciate that.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Did you grow up running? When did you start running? And Yeah, when did trail running even come in the mix? Because I know you're more on the trail running side than most, so.
Yeah. Well, I didn't grow up running. I grew up in sports, football, linebacker, free safety, don't tell nobody. But, I was deceivingly fast for my size. I was like, oh, how does he move? And my endurance is actually pretty high. So kind of played off that. And then getting in the army, I think I told this story a couple times, and I'll sum it up. For the first time I decided to commit to running, again, straight out of AIT. Like in school, like your diet is strict, training is strict. Once you get to like your first duty station, it's like, it's just you. It's like, hey, you got to show up to work tomorrow. Whatever you do from then or from now to then, don't care. So your boy was eating 17 pizzas every 5 seconds. It was crazy. So to the point where, like, I don't know, I couldn't even carry my legs couldn't carry myself.
Oh
So
my
like I had
gosh.
really bad shin splints and everything. But in my mind, I'm like, I can do this. I can do that. No, you cannot. So one thing I did find out was in the army, you're going to run. Even if it's not a run day, you're going to run.
Shoot.
So yeah, I think this is the first run. I could barely fit in PTs. I'm straight out of school, which you're supposed to be in phenomenal shape coming straight out of school. We took off running, shin splints. It was the worst feeling in the world. And then mentally, it's like seeing people just continue on at a slow pace and you're falling out. It wasn't right. And I was like, I gotta change my life. So I cut down to like, 17 peaches, from 17 peaches to maybe one, what I'm saying? Or two. But no, I definitely, that was a big change. And then we deployed and then we ran. That's what we had to do. Did you just had to run. You had to keep your, endurance high, your cardio high. And that's when I really became better at running. The specific trail running thing was inspired by Nick Bear. Because Nick Bear, I'm pretty sure everybody knows who Nick Bear is. So he used to be stationed here at Fort Hood or Fort Cavazos. Then he retired, and I came across his stuff, and I'm like, oh, snap! He was in blah 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 unit or whatever. And I was like, man, he's a big dude, and I see like the numbers he puts up. I say, yo, if he can do it, I definitely could do it. So I was like, you know what? I'll start doing trail running. And this was the time where like, I think he was prepping for Leadville, and that's where my original, thirst for Leadville came from. I was like, and then he did, I think he ran in like 19 hours. I was like, yes, I just follow his stuff. And I was like, I want to do trail running because I say it's less pressure because like I just like to run because like in the army, it's like, oh, you need to run, 13-minute mile, blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking that's the only time I think about time. That's really the only time I really focus on road running. But trail running, I could kind of just let it go, just like, oh, let me explore. Or it's more technical. So I don't have to think. I'm like, you know what? Just think about what's in front of me. Let me get over this hump or get over this like mountain or hill, and then I can go to the next thing. So it allows me to think better, and relax. So that's why trail running.
I mean, there is something to be said about being outside and just enjoying nature, you know?
It's a beautiful thing.
And
It's
the
a blessing.
surroundings. I mean, you do have to watch your feet a lot, but
Nah, wrap the ankles up and go. That's what
that's
I do.
So you did Leadville. You did the heavy half last
Diabolical.
year. Yep, it was amazing. Harder than you thought, correct?
Ooh, yes. Yeah, it was hard. I'm not gonna lie. And again, that changed my trajectory of like how I prep for like races and and of course get more advice from you, someone who actually is a resident of Colorado and just changed different things about my training. So yeah, it was very hard, but it was educational. I would say it was educational.
Definitely. I mean, I could see the change. Obviously, like you were proud of yourself and you should be. Like that was it was hard. That was a hard race.
Yes, it was.
A lot of vert. A lot of elevation gain, but you take it, you get up there, it's so beautiful. And I don't know, everyone's like, oh, it's so easy coming down. Not really.
I'm not gonna lie, on the way down, I thought it was like a time cutoff. I don't know. I think I heard somebody talk about it on the trail and say, time cutoff? What do you mean? So I'm like, I'm scooting because it took me what, like 3 hours to get up there or 2.5, and then I heard about that and I'm flying. It took me like I think an hour and 15 to get back down. I'm just like,
Oh, nice.
no. And then I got back almost to like the road. You remember it was like it was a slow steady incline when we started like that trail. I got to there and I saw one of the people's on the side. I was like, is there a cutoff? They was like, I don't know. I said, ah, and I took off running again. And then I had a conversation with this older lady, and she was just talking to me the whole time. I guess it distracted me because like it sucked. She's like, where are you from? And I'm like, Texas. She's like, ooh. I'm like, yeah. And she's distracted me the whole way. And then, like, that last strip, you know, with the road, the actual hardball road to the finish line. She's like,
Yeah.
well, I'll see ya. And she just took off. And then I'm
Oh
like, oh my God, I'm about to cry. But it was
no.
like good tear because I could see it. I was like, this is where I started. And I'm just
Yeah.
like trying to keep going. And then, yeah, I finished. It was good times.
Yeah,
Good
I
times.
know. Good for you. So amazing.
That's
Be
my
fun to
job.
see where you're at now, like if you decide to do it again.
I want to. I definitely
Yeah.
want to.
Just to see the difference. Because and speaking with that, so what have you changed with like nutrition and hydration? And I think speaking of Nick Barr, you take his gels, don't you? BTN. Yeah. And do you like those?
Yes. You know, I went to his jails because you set me up with the other jail. You remember that time?
The gel we won't speak of.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, she said, take this gel. Diabolical. I never took that gel again. But yeah, I took his stuff just to kind of try it out because I was from Leadville. I was with Scratch. I was using a
Okay.
lot of Scratch. I don't think they had gels at the time. I haven't found it, but I used his stuff, try to see how it fuels me, and it was actually really good. And
Okay.
it's HEB. It's sold in HEB here, so the HEB is down
Oh,
the bottom.
cool.
So I just grab, you know, a box here and there and everything. So with nutrition, I still pizza's in a rotation. You know what I'm saying? But of course, you gotta add some other stuff. So Taylor, like, she's a really good cook, so you know she hooks me up a lot. And then like hydration, the importance of electrolytes. I see the importance of electrolytes for sure. So of course, I have the Scratch. You know, I have like some other, you know, off-brand stuff that I use, and then incorporate it into my routine. So when I wake up, of course, you know, thank the Lord, bowel gymnastics, and then I down my electrolytes, and then that's like about a minimum 15 minutes before I start my run, you know, so I can get everything circulating, and then during my run, and then post-run with creatine. All right, creatine is really good, so I start trying that, see the difference of the feel. I like that too. And then throughout the day, of course, I have minimum 50 milliliters of fluid ounces, excuse me, fluid ounces of like electrolytes smack dab in the middle of the day.
Okay.
Cause like I walk everywhere. Like when I go to work, I don't drive. I'm a walk because gas is expensive.
Yeah.
So like I'm down in electrolytes and of course water. So I just like to alternate like water, electrolytes, water. And I do that for
Okay.
like the whole day. And then I come back home and start over again.
Yeah. And then when you go out for a run, if you always carry your hydration pack.
No, it depends what type of run it is. And I really get away from carrying my pack because it's like uncomfortable. But when it's race day, it's comfortable, it's fine.
Yeah.
But like for, I guess it tests my hydration. Like if I'm hydrated, then I should have no problem. I wouldn't need it. And then when I do loops anyway, I have to pass my house. So I have it outside. I'll stop,
Oh,
get
nice.
my drink, and then just keep going. Cause I was like, I just want to just think about like do my body checks and see how I'm feeling and everything. So it's never been a problem come race day when I put everything on. It's fine.
It sounds like you have a good routine. And like since I've known you, I mean, yes, I'm sorry that I messed you up a little when I gave you a gel to try. You went out of your comfort zone. Me
Diabolical.
do that.
It was sketchy, I ain't gonna lie,
Yeah,
but I trusted you.
I don't know if I want to share what it was because a lot of people do and like that, but not every gel is for everyone. You have to figure out what works for you know, and that was working for me at the time, and I actually have switched. Get into that later. You know, I also have noticed that do so well with your training and obviously nutrition, your PT. Since I've known you, knock on wood, you've not had an injury, so you're doing everything right. And maybe just share like what that is. Do you have a warm up? And then do you stretch or cool down afterwards?
Yeah, so I guess when I first met you, or before I met you, I definitely did have an injury. So I had I think I was coming off leave. Yeah, because I came from Washington to here, so like non-movement, and then trying to have that same intensity of the work as I'm used to, kind of messed up my hips and everything. And then I gained like 20 pounds too. So I was trying to. It was diabolical. So hip rehabilitation, and then of course, so now I do like dynamic warm up. Excuse me, like before anything, you know what I'm saying? Because like static stretching is kind of it's good. I still use it, but it's not like my primary go to. So dynamic, getting loose, you know what I'm saying? Open the gates, close the gates. You know the little hammy sweeps for sure, shuffles, just get my heart rate up, high knee.
Okay.
That's like automatic stuff I go to, and then leg swings. So out. Straightforward is really just getting my hips loose because I feel like that's my central point. Like if my hips are not loose, then I'm gonna have back pain, or I'm not gonna perform. My stride's gonna be constricted. Just identify that and then work back from there. So
Okay.
that's usually whenever I tackle a long run or whatever. that hips, and I work out, you know, I do my massage gun, of course, lower body and everything. And then, you know, I get warmed up upper body, of course, loosen the lower back, you know what I'm saying? Probably do some downward dogs or stuff like that. Just to really just get loose. So at the minimum, probably take me like 30 minutes. And that's just like if I'm flying through it. But if not, it's longer. And that's why like I wake up earlier to stretch more, and then I run this a tad bit later because I know it's gonna be effective for me. Instead of just like, oh, let me get these miles. If they're not good miles, I don't want them. So,
And then afterwards, are you strength training or?
yes, I focus more on strength training now, definitely because of like the assessment too. A lot of the stuff applies to my job, so like training under load, of course, like. Rucking is definitely a good one, like a quick, easy one. But lower body training, shout out Milton, you know, put me onto that, you know.
Nice.
And then, of course, you just work in elevation because I don't have much elevation here. So, like the biggest hill I find, I'll do like hill sprints, you know what I'm saying, or lunge up the hill, just more muscle on the legs. And of course, upper body, got to have upper body strength because we carry a lot of stuff, definitely like well, my job too. But no planks, I need to incorporate planks, obviously.
Apparently, yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm super impressed by that you take the time to warm up and cool down. Personally, I am terrible at that, but so what keeps you motivated to want more? Because you trained for the Coyote 50K. Unfortunately, it was canceled due to weather, but I mean, what keeps you going?
What keeps me going is I guess the opportunity to learn more about myself and see how far I can push myself. Again, Leadville being a big factor, you know, not really knowing what I'm going into, and then learning on the way, and then of course finishing, and then at no moment did I feel like, oh, I was defeated. It was like, man, when I get back, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I can't wait. And yeah, it's really just the lessons I get from these opportunities, or you know, potential opportunities. So that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me going. Because I never want to figure it all out. I never want to. Because then you lose the fun in it, or you lose the purpose behind it. So I need to figure stuff out.
That's so true. Yeah, we're always learning. How do you find the time? I mean, you're super busy, so how do you find the time to do this, to make time for your training?
I don't. The suspense. But if you want something to happen, you're gonna make it happen. That's what it comes down to. Luckily, I don't sleep that much. Like of course, I take a crazy nap. Coma nap is crazy. But
Oh,
like I go to bed a little later, but I'm gonna get up at the same time. It's just this how the body is, you know, just how I am. And even if the trainer's like not 100%, I'm still gonna get some type of, you know, training in that's effective to me or beneficial to me for sure. As an overview, I'll just break up the days because I know, like, to a certain point, I'm able to do this. You know what I'm saying? That I got to transition to something else and it's mandatory for that time. But if I work proactively, like through the week, I'll have more time on like a Friday or a Saturday. It's kind of just break it up in blocks. If you're being honest, just break it up in blocks or whatever I get done within that block, we're cool. But if not, well, next block. Can't really do much about that.
Keep working. You're crushing it, and it's super fun to see you and share your journey and kind of be a part of it. Like, that's
Well, I
kind of
appreciate that.
special. So,
I appreciate
yeah.
that. Thank you. Thank you. You've been a big motivation in my life for sure. So
Thank you. That
I really
means a
appreciate it.
lot.
I appreciate it. Now it's time. I got some questions for you. All right. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. All right. So, of course, I went over these questions. I'm dying to hear, you know, your insight, your answers and everything, because definitely want to get to know you more, definitely as a friend, as a runner and everything. And I feel like you have a lot to, you know, share with other runners like us. Crazy. And it's very motivational. You know what I'm saying? You motivate me on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Of course, like with Sarah too, like you have a whole good, you know, community there. I just need the people need to know. So I'm gonna ask you some questions. Please. Don't hold back, okay?
I mean, I'm a woman of few words.
Right, so first question. All right, so what inspired you to take up running, and how does road running and trail running differ in your experience?
So I started running in high school, not well. I was always put on the slow relay team. It wasn't the best experience, but I mean, I enjoyed it. I did, like you said, I did other sports. I was in gymnastics, and that took up a lot of my time. So running, I just always kind of did it. I just enjoyed it. I'd go out for a run. When I got to college, that's when I kind of started running, doing more some jogging and dabbling in some races, some half marathons. I just love being outside and outdoors. I think that, I mean, that's kind of how I was in running, but then, like I said, I had done some half marathons, and then I think I was at a wedding or something, and a friend's brother said, "Oh, you live in Colorado. Have you ever heard of the Imogene Pass Run?" And I was like, "No."
No.
So I looked
Okay.
into it. So the Imogene Pass Run is a 17-mile run, Ridgeway or Ouray, Colorado, and you run up and over the pass over to Telluride. And I was like, why not?
Why not?
Well, it's super hard to get into. You basically have to set your alarm to wake up and register. Otherwise, you are not getting in. I mean, it fills up very quickly. It's 10 miles straight up the hill, and then you get 7 miles down into Telluride. That kind of got me like thinking about it. I was living in Breckenridge at the time, running and mountain biking out there, and the trails out there are just so beautiful. They're just right outside your back door. It's your backyard. So I was chatting with someone about trail running, and they had mentioned that they had done Imogene, and I said, "Oh, I'm signed up to do that." So she gave me some clues. I mean, trail running is so different, I think, from road running in that, I mean, there's obstacles. Usually running up the mountain, there's always some sort of elevation gain, unless you're on a flat surface. A lot of times it can be power hiking. You're not really running. You try
It's true.
unsuccessfully, honestly. It's just a lot of power hiking. It was nice to have those trails right there. I was able to, do a lot of power hiking, running and connecting all the trails that us Summit County people know and love. And so, yeah, that's kind of what got me started. And then after I did Imogene, I think I should try a marathon. I was wondering if it would take me the same amount of time because, yes, it was 17 miles and marathon is 26.2, as we all know. But it is funny. People ask how long a marathon is. It's always the same.
Same distance.
So, yeah, I just was like, all right, well, let's do this. Let's tack on 9 more miles. I don't know what that means, but yeah, I talked to a friend who was a big runner, and he gave me kind of some training and advice, and I just went for it. Road running is a little different. I feel like with road running, I definitely get lost in my thoughts, in the music. I'm just, it's different than being on the trail when you're surrounded more by, the trees and nature. Not that you can't be if you're on a road somewhere, but it just seems a little different to me. I mean, I love them equally as much, honestly.
Well, I know you mentioned that race. So, out of all your races, you have a specific one that had, like, I guess, the most memorable route, or like with your trail racing or trail running, do you have like a memorable route or a favorite route that you like to take?
I don't know. Like I said, I do love those Breckenridge trails. I love to, take Wellington up to B&B. I take it up to Turks, then I'm coming down Sally Barber, then I'm headed over to, Carter Park, and, connecting the dots, which was really cool. I have to say, Leadville was super special. I honestly did not do my research enough for that. I knew we were headed up the hill, but I didn't know what that meant. And when, oh my gosh, those last 2 miles, I was like, you've got to be kidding me right now. Just put one foot in front of the other, keep going. I mean, when you get to the top of Mosquito Pass, it was so beautiful. You get that 360 view. That's kind of how I felt at the top of Imogene too. Just looking around, and there's just something up there that's just so special. And you feel so lucky and grateful to be able to do something like this. And I don't know if I really have one trail that's most memorable. The beauty of what, we can see and do. Yeah, and what our body allows us to do.
Love how you describe just the beauty of just being present during those races, and that's amazing. And I definitely share that. Is there anything else that's memorable from a race that you'd like to point out? Like, what's something that you also take away from the race? Of course, being present, but what else? What else do you take away from races?
Reminding myself that I put in the work and that, I'm here and like I put in the work, I'm ready, and I need to remember that and have the confidence that I'll finish.
No, I
Yeah. And
got
then
you.
when you cross that finish line, it's just like a relief. You're like, I did it. I can't believe I did this again. And
Again,
sometimes it's like, am I gonna do this again? I don't know. And then you get that itch, like, oh, I'm signing up for another one.
yeah, and it's crazy, like you say, again, it's so much power in the word again, you know what I'm saying? Repeating the three peats, the four peats, the five peats, that's very powerful, and it shows like your resilience as a runner and an athlete. So
I mean, you get done and you're so tired, and you think about all the training that you've done, and a lot of times the training is what takes up the most time and the most effort, and being able to wake up and sometimes you just don't want to do it, but putting in that time, you'll have the reward in the end. You all have those goals to finish. Sometimes they're, time goals. Sometimes you just want to finish.
Try to get done. Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned training. So like, how do you, Michelle, prepare for training? Like, what is your routine? How do you mentally get locked in, your physical steps to, get ready and start a run?
Just so everyone knows, I do work with a running coach. Her name's Sarah. She's awesome. Her running group team is called Elevate Your Running, if anyone's interested. Her and she has two other coaches, so they are taking on new people. It's nice to have a coach. It takes the guesswork out for me. I just have a schedule. We discuss my goals, if I have any races coming up. So, I have a plan, and the plan does include strength training, sometimes cross training, because I do like to mountain bike. So that can be included into it. But as far as running, I get up in the morning. I usually get up around 4:30, and then
Nice.
I try to get out the door. I'm pretty quick. I'm a little maybe unconventional, and some might not like this, but I'll get up and then I try to get out the door within 20 minutes because I just need to go. So, and I will do leg swings and I kind of rotate around because my back is sore. I just know that for me, if I'm a good procrastinator, so I just need to go.
Yeah, that's
So,
fair.
I'll
That's
get my
fair.
lights because we want to be safe, and I do listen to music. I just one earbud in, or a podcast, and just hit the pavement and just log some miles. Some mornings are harder than others if I'm tired or if I've had a workout the day before. And I just know, I'm like, you just do this. You will feel so much better once you do. And I also know that I will not do it after work. So I know I have to do it in the morning. I mean, there are some times when I will do it after work, but it's very rare. I do a lot of easy running. I usually have one or two harder workouts kind of sprinkled in during the week. A lot of intervals, speed. I have a long run on the weekends. But yeah, it's just always easiest for me for my motivational purposes is just to get up and go. And then when I get home, I do stretch. I've noticed that as I get older, my body is just not happy if I don't. So, I've overcome some injuries. I had a foot issue. I had foot surgery in 2022, I believe. Overcame that. I've definitely had a couple hip injuries myself. I had a quad issue. It takes time. I mean, we as runners don't have the patience for our injuries, but it does take time, and it's super important to keep doing mobility. That's part of my routine too, is with bands, mobility and stretching afterwards.
No, that's great to hear, because you have a whole running journey that you've been through, you know what I'm saying? And of course you're at a superior level right now. Shout out Sarah, shout out to you
Thanks.
know what I'm saying? So how would you introduce new runners into running,
Sure.
based on your experience?
I would just tell anyone if they want to start, just start. You have to start somewhere. You're not just gonna like go out the door and run 10 miles. So, if your starting point is that you're gonna run 30 seconds and then you're gonna walk for a minute, do it. You will eventually build yourself up. I didn't just start out running a marathon. The saying, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It takes time to build that endurance. And it's super important too to get that strength training in to make sure that your muscles and your body is all aligned.
And ready, yeah. I definitely agree.
Yeah, and I mean, if people have questions, I mean, I hope they feel comfortable enough reaching out. Like they can reach out to you, they can reach out to me. It makes me feel really good when people do reach out. I've had a lot of friends lately, ask for advice or questions, and I'm happy to give it because, like you said, we've all started somewhere and we've all like grown, and I do feel really good of where I'm at right now. So I'm proud of where I've come. This past season, I've just been working on speed, and I mean, I'm not always like super confident with my speed, but I mean, I had no idea I'd be where I am right now.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank
I
you.
would say I'm definitely proud of you. The day in and day out consistency with it, so definitely I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I know you're huge on community. We definitely both are. So how does the running community factor in how you perform as an athlete?
Kind of funny because I just like to run alone, and I didn't really like to run with other people, and I think it was more just a confidence thing because I didn't think I could keep up with other people or that I would be like left behind. And I mean, that's huge for the running community, for people with their confidence. And when I joined Elevate, Your Running, I lived out on the Western Slope, and when we moved down to the Front Range, I was able to actually connect with more people. And so I started running with this 5 a.m. run club at Wash Park, and these people are just amazing. It's like good conversation. We're all just kind of chilling. We just run laps together, and that's been super helpful. And it's like nice to build these relationships with these people because then on top of the 5 a.m., then we also have these Saturday group runs. And all are at different levels, but we try to stick together. We start off with easy miles. If we have workouts, we try to do those workouts together. Yeah, it's just been really nice. And I never really thought I like would have that sense of community with other like-minded people.
Yeah, no, it's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing. And I actually had an opportunity to run with y'all. That was crazy. That was awesome. That
That
was
was so amazing.
you just showed up. Y'all just showed up and went. I said, hold on. I'm a little old, you know what I'm saying? But no, and no, it was great, great community. Definitely great community, great group that you have there for sure. And I definitely look forward to running with y'all again.
I hope so.
Need my get back
Just
without
the,
the
yeah, for sure.
jail.
I mean,
So,
yeah, the support with her one another is like undeniable. So that's great.
No, that's good. That's good. Speaking of rogue jails, what is your post-run snacky snack?
I mean, I'm a sucker for pizza too, but I sometimes just like want to have like a beer and a burger. Or I
Okay.
could go tacos and margarita. So it kind of depends.
You got options. Any specific place you grated from, or just in general?
Just in general.
Just in general?
Just
Okay.
go out.
Okay. Just go.
I know, not too exciting, but
The margarita's crazy.
yeah.
I got a question though. So I know you do go out running a lot. What are some precautions that you take, before your run, because I know you probably run to the same routes and everything, but anything could happen. Like, what precautions do you take to make sure you're safe during those runs?
I know it's kind of crazy that we have to be so careful these days. So I do wear a lighted vest with like a spotlight. And then I do have bear spray. And then I also
Nice.
carry, friends of mine got me this tool. It's like called a chirp. And if you pull it apart, it makes a really loud noise. So I carry that with me as well. My neighborhood feels pretty safe. It's very quiet. But you never know what could happen, like you said. And it's just really good to be aware of your surroundings. If I see somebody, I might cross the road. I don't want anything to happen. And I always carry my phone with me. So, yeah, I mean, because, yeah, it's just kind of scary at times. But yeah, because it is dark when I start. Not, it's getting lighter now, which I'm expecting. But definitely wear a light, carry some spray, be aware of your surroundings. I took a small, a self-defense class, a very small intro to one, and it was like eye-opening just to for them to remind you, be aware of your surroundings. Your body is can be your weapons if needed. And yeah, just let someone know where you're, when you're going and where.
So like, and just to touch on that, like for me, I have the location on, telling them where I'm at. No, so I'm running around somewhere out there, but she's always got me. And I do need to do better about the light. I know I have the headlamp and then reflective, material on the back of my vest, or if I'm running without my vest, I usually have like a PT belt on.
Nice.
And the joke is the PT belt keeps you safe. You ask anybody in the army, you cannot get hurt with a PT belt on.
All right.
Yeah, but I think when I first got here, just the area I'm in, it's like, a little nicer. So, and you don't know a lot of your neighbors and people kind of like hesitant. So, of course, introducing yourself to, to the your neighbors and everything, and, people look out for you also. Like, oh, yeah, I know them. I did run this way and everything. So, but yeah, no, it's definitely important to keep your be on your P's and Q's. Again, like I run with like over the head headphones, but I never have both of them on at the same time while I'm outside. Always the
Exactly.
right one because my good ear. You got to keep that open, and of course be aware. And then again, like the routes, you just know your routes for sure. And then I want to venture and explore without the sun up. You know what I'm saying? This, I guess, our recommendation for like newer runners is like stick to your same routes because like where to go from there. You know what I'm saying? Like, or what to retreat back to or hide behind. Something that I always try to think about too. So, but no, it's definitely important.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm running through a park when it's dark out. It's, I wait until the sun's up to get on that path.
Yeah. Yeah, very important. So walk us through some of your recovery practices, like following your run, because I know you say you like for your speed work, like it's very strenuous, and then like your longer runs, like yeah, you get up, you get out, you know what I'm saying? So talk to us about like when you come back, what's that look like?
Oh, just like some normal stretching, on the ground, opening the hips, really getting a good stretch on both sides.
Makes sense, makes sense. So you just do like the basic level stretching.
Yes.
Got you. I got you. And spot check if needed. Got you. Yeah, that's crazy. Thank you for sharing your stretching. So what advice would you give to someone hesitant to try running?
I feel like you just got to start somewhere, Like find some amazing running shoes.
Your
Get
balance.
go to your running store, have them get fitted for you, like to fit you to the right size, like what kind of cushioning you need. Do you need arch support? I'm a big believer on insoles in my shoes. I think that the first step would be finding the right shoe for you, and not everyone runs in the same shoe. There's so many brands out there, to run in. But I think that might be the first step if someone's hesitant. And then ask questions. I mean, don't be afraid to ask someone who enjoys the sport or who enjoys running, even just as a casual everyday runner like us, like just ask questions and go for it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's super fun. It's not for everybody, but I mean, we've found our passion and we enjoy it. And speaking of shoes, so you're New Balance guy.
All I know. That's all I know.
If New Balance is listening, Jason loves you.
Please, please put me on. But no, New Balance is good.
They are
Yeah,
good. You've turned a few of us into the New Balance people.
hey, I tell
My
you,
trail runner, my trail runners are New Balance. I love them.
just saying, I don't plug anybody I don't believe in. I'm just trying to tell you, New Balance.
Have quite a few different pairs of running shoes, and it is really good to rotate your running shoes throughout the week. The foam does break down, so it's good to switch it up every once in a while. I have different running shoes for like my easy shorter runs. If I have a longer distance, I'm using a different shoe. For my speed work, I definitely am using something else as well.
No, I definitely try to do the same thing. And don't tell New Balance, but I do have a Nike. I have Nike rotation in my collection, so I have like shoes dedicated to just treadmill work. Got to some trainers. And then, like speed days, I do have some Nike Vaporflies. I know, cliche. I know, but usually on speed days though, I will use some New Balances because I just like the wider base. They're just more comfortable, and they're broken in New Balances. So the bottom is a little flatter. You know what I'm saying? But it's like the foam is not broken down, entirely. So I just like that having that wider base. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to protect the ankles. You got to protect the ankles.
Oh yeah, out there on the trails for sure.
Yeah, and then of course like another pair of New Balance just for the trails with like a little bit more rigorous tread. I definitely like the tread because I like to climb. from what's here, of course. Not like Colorado climbing, which is crazy. But I'll get there soon. But whatever is here, I like to be prepared for it too. So, but no, yeah, rotation in the shoes is awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, what would you tell somebody that was hesitant or starting out? What advice do you have for them?
I would say just go from where you're at now, and then, and it's crazy because the context, like soldiers ask about that too, because they see like it's like, why are you always running? I'm like, well, I love it. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, well, how can I start? And again, I learned so much from coaches because you're Sarah, my previous coach, Sarah also, and then of course, Coach Flynn, and I guess the effects of what you're doing, like this, I guess, like, for lack of a better phrase, consequences or outcome to what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? So understand the purpose of why you're doing it, and then go from there. So what are you trying to do? Identify like what you're trying to do. Boom, boom, boom. Set a plan of action. You know what I'm saying? What resources do you need? The running coach or the information? Do we got to do research? Blah blah blah. And then of course start small. And I'm a big fan of intervals. If nobody does intervals, I will do intervals. I'll do intervals for hours, the same set, because that's like I know that that's where I started, you know what I'm saying? And it gets me giddy to do intervals because I'm like, man, I remember I started with intervals, building my base, and then I just expanded the time. And I'll be like, hey, start with intervals. See how you feel doing like a 60-second with RPE, like 6 to 7, you know what I'm saying? And then like, what's RPE? I'm like, yes, more questions. And then kind of explaining that, and I'll tell them like RPE is different for everybody, and which I had to learn that too. But I was like, don't be focused on like somebody else's 7, because somebody else's 7 might be like a 5-minute mile. You know, we got track stars here. So like, don't worry about them. Just think about your body. Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest effort, with 0 being you standing there. Like, what is halfway for you? And then you can slowly build off that. And like, oh, that kind of makes sense. But yes. And that's just a piece of it. You know what I'm saying? And then it's, you gotta think of your, I guess, yourself as an athlete. Cause like, it, as a soldier, yeah, you basically are an athlete because you use your body for everything, literally everything. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to fuel yourself properly. You got to like nourish yourself properly, mentally, physically. You know what I'm saying? Physical fitness is a huge thing. We work more under load versus running. Like, running is a big part of it, but we work more on the load. So, like, what else stems, for your performance? Like, strength training. Okay, how does strength training go help with your running? You know what I'm saying? How does running go help with your strength training? It's like a interconnected web. So
For sure.
yeah, just start where you're at. That's how I say I like to tell someone, just start where you're at. Don't look around, just look forward. And then just go from there.
For sure. I like that.
Yeah.
And it's super easy to compare yourself to others, like you were saying, like that RPE scale and rate of perceived exertion. The person that you should compare yourself the most is yourself. And
Yeah.
where you're going and what your goals are, and not it's easy to like look at Strava and compare yourself, or to look at someone's Instagram story and compare yourself to that. It's like you are on your own
Yeah,
journey.
yeah.
You
And
have
I try to
others.
stay away from Strava too. I try to stay away.
Yeah, it's
So,
hard.
yeah. And I think I fell victim to that before too. The second reason why, I kept on running, it was like I fell into that thinking trap of, oh, they're doing it, I can do it. But again, you got to run your own race. I actually end up challenging, like, he was literally a college track star. And obviously, I didn't know. And then I'm like, man, I can't beat this guy. And I'm like, overtraining, over just doing too much, risking myself to be injured and coming to find it out on the back end. I'm like, that makes sense. That makes sense. And I was like, and that's not even my race, like speed. Like, I can move, when I need to, but speed is not my primary objective. It's not. So why am I trying to derail my own training to meet a moment of, excitement, I guess. I don't know, or accomplishment, which I end up not accomplishing. You know what I mean? It's crazy. So I guess additional advice to new runners is just run your own race. You know what I mean? It's all you. Whatever you got going on, just prioritize that. Don't worry about, exterior, motives or whatever. So, well, it was awesome get to know you a little bit
I
better. I'm
know, it was
excited.
so
I'm hyped.
great.
Yeah, I'm hyped.
Yeah, I'm hype. I learned some things for sure. And
Touches.
well, we hope you all liked our episode as much as we enjoyed it. Please follow, share, like runners like us. If anyone has any Suggestions, we're open. We'd love to hear your story too. So we appreciate you taking the time to listen today, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time, guys. It's a party. It's a
It's
party.
the
All
party. Peace out.
right.